During the fall season, pumpkin patches start popping up across the region. If you turn off Mission Boulevard in Fayetteville onto Old Wire Road and head north, you'll come across the Sequoia United Methodist Church Youth Pumpkin Patch. This is the eighth year orange pumpkins of all shapes and sizes have appeared on the church's west lawn. Amy Field is the youth director at Sequoia United Methodist Church and explains the pumpkin patch serves as a fundraiser for the church's youth. She says some parents involved in the church's youth program had grown tired of events like bake sales that only accumulated small amounts of money throughout the year. One parent discovered an organization called Pumpkin Patch Fundraisers and thought this could be a way to do one big fundraiser as well as reach out to the community.
Pumpkins USA is a company in North Carolina, and they work with farmers all over the country. The farm where we get our pumpkins is in New Mexico. It's a Navajo Indian reservation in Farmington. And what we do is in November, I'll call them and tell them how many pumpkins we want and what dates for next year. And then in August, we'll sit down and make our plan for our pumpkin patch. And then at the beginning of October and the middle of October, we'll get a semi full of pumpkins.
Field says they order pumpkins based on last year's sales. The first year, they ordered a quarter of a semi truck worth of pumpkins, and they ran out of the gourds within 2 weeks. The event has continued to grow, and in recent years, the church has settled on receiving an entire semi full of pumpkins at the 1st of October and 3/4 of a semi about 2 weeks later. Field explains the money goes directly to the youth program, which gets a percentage of money based on how many pumpkins are sold.
One of the main things that we do is Ozark Mission Project, which is this wonderful program all over Arkansas with Methodist churches. We sign up and we go to a camp. There are several camps. We choose which one we want to go to. And for a week, you get paired up with four kids, not from your church, and they're your family group. And you go every day and you work on someone's house. You build wheelchair ramps, you scrape and paint. Last year, my family built a porch on a house that had caved in. And as much as it is about helping the people, it's about building relationships. And I never can decide who gets more out of it. The kids get so much out of it. The adults who go with them get so much out of it. And the people that we help, we call neighbors, they forge such really deep relationships, and it means so much to the kids. But they're expensive to go to. It's $250 a kid for chaperones, too. And so what we decided is we will only make them pay a very small portion of that, and then the youth group will pay the rest. So no one ever says, I can't go because I can't afford it. And if they can't afford it at all, then they have a private word with me and they go free. And that goes for all of our events.
The Pumpkin Patch is open 7 days a week, and Youth Director Amy Field says they could not run this fundraiser without having an incredibly supportive church family.
We have so many people who love working out here, and I was just saying the other day, I'm always amazed that even after they end up working on a cold, rainy day, they still volunteer to come out. Retired people will work during the day mostly, some stay-at-home moms, and then the kids are required to come out here and put in some time after school and on weekends to help out. Carry pumpkins, price pumpkins, take pictures of families, move out any that have rotted, that sort of thing.
There's even a tent where volunteers sometimes spend the night just to make sure everything is okay. When the pumpkins arrive from out west, the shipment also includes what are called pricing pumpkins. Customers compare their pumpkin of choice to a pricing pumpkin, and once they find a pricing pumpkin that's similar in size to theirs, they pay the price written on that pricing pumpkin. Field says if you can't decide between two sizes, you'll always pay the lesser amount. The biggest pumpkin costs $30. Smaller pumpkins, labeled Weebies, are available 3 for $2, and some minis are sold 2 for $1. Some pumpkins at the patch are round and smooth, while others are oddly shaped and bumpy, so there are a variety of gourds to please almost anyone's taste. With so many options, what's the preferred pumpkin for the church's youth director?
I like the weird ones. I love the warty ones. I like the misshapen ones. People will come, if they know we're getting a delivery, they'll come and they'll watch them come off the truck because we don't get that many weird ones, so they'll want, oh, if there's any white ones, I'm going to grab it right off the truck. Any veiny ones, they'll grab it right off the truck.
Field says every year they set a goal for their fundraiser, and once they meet that goal, any remaining pumpkins are sold for cheap or even given away for free. If there are any pumpkins left at the end of the fundraiser, church members will take them home, and even some local farmers offer to take them off the church's hands. The pumpkin patch will only be open for a few more days, but during that time, Field says families can come and participate in a fall activity.
This is a great place because it's an experience. I mean, you can get your pumpkins all over town, and sometimes if we don't have what someone's asking for, we'll tell them, you know, we'll tell them someone else has what you're looking for. But this is a place where you can, you know, let your kids drag a wagon around, get some stickers, have some fun, do some family photo ops, and just meet some really nice people. It's a fall experience.
The Sequoia United Methodist Church Youth Pumpkin Patch is scheduled to be open from 10 a.m. through 7 p.m. today through Wednesday. Proceeds will benefit the church's youth program. More information is available by calling 442-8677 or by searching Sequoia UMC Youth Pumpkin Patch on Facebook.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good day.
You too.
Thank you.